We all know that the internet has the potential to make a huge impact on the lives of blind people, but getting access to the internet can be an issue in terms of training and also funding. NetEcho is another of these services that seeks to offer access to the internet by telephone. The interface and the amount offered is interesting, and to talk about it and demonstrate it, we're joined by Jeff Griffin of NetEcho. Good to have you on the program, Jeff. Tell me about this NetEcho that you're running and how you got the idea to get it established.
Well, the company started, actually it was the company was established back in the late 90s, but they spent the first couple of years trying to come up with the actually fruition of the vision that Dr. Imdad Khan had, the founder of the company, and that was to be able to make people able to surf the internet using nothing more than their voice. His vision really was focused on the ability of using software to parse or render the visual internet in a voice means. There's really nothing special about voice enablement of the internet if you take that part out, because frankly, telephony cards, computer telephony, speech technologies such as text-to-speech and speech recognition are widely available, and developers can use those to go to the internet and get text and change that into spoken words. However, all of the attempts to do that have been rather bland and unacceptable because the way that the internet is laid out is completely visual. The pages are very, very cluttered, and if you just read those pages, then it's not very usable. So Dr. Khan's vision was to be able to take that information and put that into an audio in the sense that you can skim, just like a person who is sighted can skim the page and find, for instance, at a news site, the headlines, and then follow links to the story. You wanted to be able to do that in an audio manner. So the technology, which we have some patents pending on, allow us to go look at that text, look for the size of fonts, colors, position on the paper, or position on the screen, if you will, and find the most important information on the page. Behind that is what we call an automated attendant that contains this brain, this ability to do all of this. And the automated attendant is actually navigated by the user using nothing more than voice command. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. On top of that, what we've done is we've added other ways to control it, such as DTMF tones for people who are superpower users or just prefer to use DTMF. There are codes they can use to navigate around.
Was it pretty much an accident that blind people were realized as a potential market for this?
I don't know that we can say there was an accident. I think that blind users were probably considered from the very beginning, but startup companies really look at the big market and they say, where's the money going to come from to float this company? And I think it's safe to say that everyone was focused on the mobile power users, traveling executives, salespeople, people who wanted to get internet information on the go, not necessarily the blind user.
Yeah, there's been this huge glut of voice portals that's now receded somewhat, with only one or two still remaining. And I'm wondering whether, again, this is kind of a visionary thing, the idea of somebody just walking around with nothing but a cell phone or calling from their hotel room with a telephone. But do people actually want it? Does the evidence show that the reality lives up to the expectations?
Well, yeah, I'm glad you brought up the other voice portals because some of the other guys, and a few of those are still alive, and if you take a look at what they're doing, they're much more focused on B2B applications. The ones that they're advertising where they've had some success is actually has to do with voice-enabling company intranets and modernizing or automating call centers. Those who are still around and you can call up and get information are still giving it away, and they're not really seeing the end user as a potential revenue source or a viable way to float the company. those guys are voice portals, and I kind of use that term in a very narrow sense, and that is that they do give you some access to the Internet. However, the access to the Internet that they provide is very, very small. In most cases, just email is what they're getting off the Internet. In some cases, weather, but really nothing more than that. If you ask for news and or a lot of the other menu items, they're giving you recorded speech, which is really just a way to use your voice to access a service which records the speech maybe earlier in the day. And, of course, that news would be quite up to date when they do it that way.
Well, it's interesting because people have done that, I suspect, because there's a view that synthetic speech still isn't at the point where the average person feels totally comfortable listening to a lot of synthetic speech.
The big concern has always been that somebody listening to synthetic speech or text-to-speech for an extended period would commit Harry Carey or at least lose their mind.
Yes.
And I think that to some degree that's been true, especially with earlier text-to-speech engines. Now they're getting more and more lifelike. And between you and me, I'm a convert. I can sit and listen to the newer text-to-speech engines for an unlimited period of time. If I'm interested in the story, I forget what I'm listening to. And the big guys all used recorded speech because they didn't think text-to-speech was ready. And if you look at the services that have been rolled out, Quest, Singular, Sprint, all of those guys actually do make all this available today for a premium charge. And so does AT&T WorldNet. And AT&T WorldNet is the first one to actually use text-to-speech to read their story. So there's a first big hit now where one of the big guys has come in and allowed the text-to-speech to read the entire story. So that's sort of a victory of sorts.
So if we look at your typical user, I suppose that somebody who's going to be on the road a lot, a sales executive or somebody in management who's doing a lot of traveling, would these days have their palm top with some kind of high-speed internet connection. You know, you read in the States about Verizon and a number of other companies bringing out high-speed internet. Why would they now use the telephone to interact with this information when they have these portable devices with high-speed internet access?
There are several reasons, and if you talk about the guy or gal who actually has one of these Palm devices and is using it, this would not be the most core market. However, there is a very credible reason why that person would want it, and that is that the Palm devices, and I don't mean to just focus on Palm, there are others, but these devices actually are very limited when it comes to, for instance, sending an email. It's very time-consuming to type out an email on one of these. Even the RIM BlackBerry device has a very small keyboard. You can type one out very easily on that one. That's the best example of an easy one to use. But the networks for those are unreliable, they're slow, they're also very expensive, and the bandwidth is incredibly expensive, especially compared to the voice bandwidth. So those solutions for sending and receiving email are limited. And as far as surfing the net's concerned, remember that there's a rendering that has to happen for that device in order to take the full-size Internet and put it down on a small device. So what they're doing in text is not so different from what we're doing with voice. So if silence is very important to you, then one of those devices can be maybe a better solution. But if you prefer the inexpensive service and not having to buy a device, not having to learn the device, and you're talking about a whole lot of elderly people too and blind who would much rather use the telephone that they've already got than to try to use one of these devices and afford the cost and the learning.
Right. I know over here, for example, my mother and father aren't on the net yet, and it will be so nice to be able to quickly send them an email, but I don't know whether they want to get to grips with the intricacies of Windows or the idiosyncrasies of Windows. And so you're looking at that market as well, people who want to have access to the email but don't want to be bothered with a computer.
The example you brought up is excellent. That's so critical to what we're trying to do today. They are on what I would call the other side of the digital divide. That is the great number of people who do not even care to learn how to use a computer, let alone, you know, want to spend all that kind of money and go through the pain of trying to load software and trying to get through problems. So those people, in most cases, and not all cases, but in most cases, would probably really appreciate being able to converse with you via email, because if you're like me, you don't write nearly enough. And, you know, I think I've written to my father a lot if I've written to him twice in a year.
Mm.
But if we were conversing via email, I wouldn't mind chatting with him on a weekly basis. You know, I would keep him up to date. So that's a very, very good example of how to get people up to speed. Now, one of the things that we haven't talked about that completely sets us apart from everyone else is the fact that in addition to being able to get email and to get weather and stock prices and news and horoscopes and all these other neat things, we are the only company that allows you to go out and surf the web. So these people that are on the other side of the digital divide, in a lot of cases, they include blind people that would love to be able to surf the net, who don't have any access to the net. And I would think maybe some of the elderly. I do talk to some of these people myself that sign up for our service, who have wondered what's out there, and maybe they have interest. Maybe they like following certain sports, and they can't get that information any other way. You certainly go to the back of the sports page, for instance, and you're not going to see much about cricket. But if you bookmark a cricket website with your voice browser, then you're going to be able to get the cricket news anytime you want it.
It's very nice to hear an American who knows that cricket exists. So, have you enabled your service to play streaming media at this point?
We have not. We can, if somebody sends an attachment to an email, anything that'll play in a Windows player will play on the service. However, today that's not being made available for surfing on the web. If you link to that, it just won't play right now.
Mm.
That's not a big technological hurdle. We just haven't gotten around to getting that working yet.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of the number of blind people who I hear about when I go to conventions and things, who would like to be able to hear what we do on ACB radio but don't have a PC to tune in.
Well, you're actually would be a good prospect for us, because what we could do is we could voice enable your site. We could get all of that working for people over the phone. The issue might be, if you give people an 800 number to call that and they listen to the whole thing, you're going to, of course, have to recoup that cost, or you could just give them a local number. But, that's the more difficult issue. Getting it to work is not a difficult issue at all.
So can people go to any website, or do you, as you say, specifically have to voice-enable a site for it to work? I mean, I suppose the challenges that you're facing are very similar to the challenges that users of screen readers face when they go and access a site.
Exactly. Let me start out by saying how we surf the web, and then I'll talk about voice-enabling websites. The way that we surf the web today is we give you a list of what we call popular websites, and today we decide which are the popular websites. And all you have to do is say the name of your popular website, and it'll go there. The other way to surf, or the second way to surf the net, is to use bookmarks and just call out the bookmark and go to a site that you've already bookmarked, either in your PC or with your voice previously. The third method is to actually spell out the URL using your voice, one letter at a time, I'm afraid, today. And then after you go through that process, you can bookmark that. Now, let's say you go to a website and the performance of the website isn't really everything that you wish it could be. In most cases, it actually works very, very well. But in some cases, especially on a site where it's interactive, where you have to fill in a login, or you have to put in your account number and you're looking for your bank balance or something like that, the performance just isn't going to be there. It's not going to be interactive initially, and in some cases, the performance is not good enough to actually be a satisfying experience. That is one of the issues that we continue to improve on. But when a company comes to us, such as yours, and you have a specific need and you want it to work in just a certain way, then we just go ahead and customize the engine to work with that website, and we deal with every issue inside the rendering technology to do that in a way where in the future, even if your website changes, information changes, or things move around a little bit, it can figure it out and your website always works perfectly.
Now, I understand that you're going to be able to give us a demo and show us how this really works.
I'd love to.
Brilliant.
Let me pull up the service with us.
Okay.
Okay, now I'm going to use DTMF to put in my user code just to kind of keep it a little bit secret here.
Main menu. Please select from one of the following by saying that one or the category name. Surf the net. Web search. Stock quote. My email. Today's news. More options.
Page highlights.
Page highlight is enabled. Main menu. Please select from one of the...
Surf the net.
To go to our popular website...
Popular websites.
Please say your popular website for a list of popular...
CNN.
I think you said CNN.com. Is this correct?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm going to CNN.com. The highlights of this are first highlight, top, no sniper sketch yet. Second highlight, CNN access, I'm convinced there are two. Third highlight, Wolf Litzer report, 5 p.m.
First one.
I am going there. There are a couple of people who believe they saw a man shoot. Unfortunately, distance and darkness and perhaps adrenaline have made them unable to give us a clear composite that we can disseminate, said Captain Nancy Dem of the Montgomery County, Maryland Police Department, which is leading the multi-jurisdictional investigation. There's so much disparity in their descriptions that there is no one description to put up, she said. Police said Tuesday they were working with witnesses.
You see, that's not even the best TTS or even better TTS is available today, but that's very listenable.
That's AT&T, right?
Different information on different.
This one happens to be real speak.
Okay, right, from Lynette and Housby.
Yes.
Right.
Now I'm going to check my email.
Going back to main menu. Main menu. Please select from one of the following by...
My email?
Which web-based email would you like to log on to?
Yahoo.
Accessing your email account. You have 0 new message, 20 total email messages. To read emails, please say, read my email.
Read my email.
This email message is from Sendrai Eisner, subject test date Monday, October 14. Would you like to read this email?
Yes.
Please play and listen to the attached email. Regards. Do you Yahoo?
Now, this one is from another NetEcho user. So this has an attachment that's a voice attachment.
Okay.
Face.yahoo.com. Attachment. 11_mail. Web file. Save to my Yahoo. Briefcase. Download file. Would you like to read this attachment?
Yes.
I am Dodd. This is Jeff with the test, Monday the 14th at 8:28 a.m.
Would you like to reply to sender, reply all, forward, delete, or none of the above?
Forward.
To spell email address, say...
From the list.
Please say the name of the person or the address number.
M.Con?
Sorry, I didn't understand. Please say the name of the person or the address number.
Imdad Khan.
I still don't understand.
Please say the name of the person or the address number. For the list of address bookmarks, say list address bookmark.
Imdad Khan.
Do you want to send a copy of this email?
No.
Your email has been sent.
Would you like to exit from the email read mode?
Yes.
Would you like to exit from email?
Yes.
Main menu. Please select from one of the following by saying...
Any requests, Jonathan?
Not that I can immediately think of. That's a pretty impressive service. What are the other options that one has?
Well, we can get the weather, we can check some stock prices, check the news, horoscopes.
Should we have a look at today's news?
Okay.
My email.
Today's news?
For general news, say, general news.
General news.
Which website would you like to browse for general news?
Yahoo.
Thank you. I am going to yahoo.com to get the news. The highlights of this page are...
First highlight, Bush signs Iraq war resolution. Second highlight, not enough details for sniper's guess. Third highlight, Bush, Israel to respond if attacked.
Please say, first one...
Next highlights.
The next three highlights of this page are...
First highlight, Arthur Anderson is put on probation. Second highlight... Businesses slump as fear saps East area economy. Third highlight, U.S. News and World Report.
Please say...
Next highlights. I'm looking for good
the
news.
The next three highlights of this page are...
First highlight, stock called four-day rally in Tel Aviv. Second highlight...
First one.
I am going there.
Tokyo stocks rise, dollar weaker. Associated Press. Asian markets finish mixed on Wall Street rally, solid concerns.
Link.
Dow Jones. Dow passes 8,000 as profit fuel rally.
Link.
That one?
I am going there. Link.
Dow passes 8,000 as profit fuel rally. Flash, flash. Up is greater than Dow over 12 months. Nasdaq over 12 months.
Link.
S&P 500 over 12 months.
Link.
Okay, now, we're in charts, something that we haven't figured out yet.
Right.
Gotta back up.
Okay.
Going back to the previous page.
I hit pound 7 to do that,
Washington
and I can always hit star star
article,
to go to main menu.
A good World Series for California, and maybe for Wall Street.
Link.
Go there.
New York Times. The facts behind shareholder suit.
Link.
Now we're getting a lot of selections here that are in the stories themselves.
TheStreet.com. Opinion and editorial. About that rally, don't get giddy.
Link.
That one.
I am going there.
About that rally, don't get giddy. By Charles A. Jaffe, Globe columnist, October 16, 2002. There's no denying the market's impressive run in the last week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has gained nearly 1,000 points over the last four trading days and picked up nearly 5% with a 378-point gain yesterday, but there is plenty of reason to believe that the worst of the decline is not yet over. That's no reason to panic. It's just that there is plenty of evidence that this is no time to be giddy, that the market has reached a turning point. Editor's note. Starting next week, Charles A. Jaffe's column will appear on Thursdays instead of Wednesdays. Charles A. Jaffe is a Globe columnist. He can be reached at isgreaterthanjaffe@globe.com.
Link.
Or at the Boston Globe.
Anything else?
2378.
I think that's great.
0210-72378.
And you don't even have to be polite to her. You just hang up on her after she does all that for you.
Quite right. And is there any control over the speed of the speech?
Today there is not. However, we've gotten ample feedback from our blind users who say that speed is very important. As a matter of fact, that tops the list. And in the next release, we will give each user the ability to control the speed, not at every time they use it, but as a preference in their setup.
Okay. What's the pricing model that you're working with at the moment? How much does it cost to subscribe to the service?
It costs $9.95 a month. There's a $20 setup fee. And if they want toll-free service, it's $19.95 a month. At present, we also are doing billing. You can give a credit card or you can have the bill sent to you monthly.
Where are the local numbers at present?
The local number is in San Jose.
Okay. So, yeah, some people have flat rate long distance, in which case it'd be on to call the local number. Otherwise, you can dial the 800 number from anywhere.
With a lot of people where they say, gee, I don't know if I should pay the extra $10 and get the toll free. And I was looking at the numbers the other day, and about two-thirds of the people are paying $9.95. And the people that I've asked, a lot of people now, especially in the U.S., not in this area because it's not offered, but there is a lot of flat-rate telephony going on. There are people using calling cards, and there are people that with their wireless phones have free long distance. So that's tended to kind of up the $9.95 and depress the $19.95 number.
All right. And if people would like to find out more information, what's the website that people can visit?
www.internetspeech.com.
Brilliant. And plans for the future. You were saying that the LearnUp and HowSpeed engine, you consider there are other ones that may be even easier to understand. So you're looking at implementing new speech.
The company that we're probably going to use next is going to be a new Korean company. The Korean company is called Voiceware. They've opened up a U.S. office, actually a subsidiary, a California corporation called NeoSpeech. And we've already gotten into a discussion with them. Their engine is incredibly lifelike, and in a lot of cases you will forget that you're talking to synthesized speech. It sounds so much like a human. And it's just a matter of us getting to work on that interface.
That'll be good. We'll look forward to hearing that. We're always after new and better speech synthesis solutions. Well, I appreciate you coming on the program. It's been a fascinating chat and demonstration, and I hope people will pop along and take a look at the website.
I hope they will, too. Thank you, Jonathan. I appreciate the opportunity to show it.